Ian, here we are. It's been a week full of sumo. Am I right, guys?
That is,
Well, first in our in the RTY side of things, congratulations to Enkaga making Sanyaku.
congratulations. After
It's
how many
we were
matches?
just saying in the pre-show.
Sorry, Gendu, suck it.
Yes, that's what we were saying in the pre-show. But also,
Especially.
we were saying like Enkaga is Komusubi 1 West. I'm Komusubi 1. No, Enkaga is Komusubi 1 East. I'm Komusubi 1 West. Genbu is M1 East, and Tamanosato is M1 West. So we are all just there, and then Tenho is like the average will bring you up, Tenho. Don't worry.
average, we're in the joy, sitting here. We got this. Don't worry.
Yeah, that's how the Bansuke works. So like if you talk to us a lot, your rank would just get up naturally. That's how it works, surely.
We share our talents.
Yes.
Hey, it'll work. Trust us. Just
Yeah.
trust the
That's the process. Well,
process.
it's been day 8. Do you guys wanna do a check of how's the Yusho race on Makuuchi?
Oh, well, the usual race is, I guess, everyone was feeling Onosato, and we were right. He's the first Kachikoshi, only man undefeated so far. But a few close calls, I feel like.
The couple days, especially this
Yeah.
couple last days, I think today.
Kamawashi,
Oh, that was not. Yeah, Tamawashi just he got it, he had it, he had it. The guy
Yeah,
had it, and then he like
and then you did not.
flopped. He flopped.
Yeah,
For a
but
guy
yeah.
as big as Onosato, he is slimy at the rope. He is slimy.
He's very good at the rope. He's getting really good at the
He is
rope.
getting good rope. I was thinking to myself, I don't know if anybody will ever beat him regularly again, because every time, the Basho ends, he goes trains more and then he gets even better. And he came in already quite good. So I'm wondering, like, what will everyone else do about it,
I just feel like they will figure out something to beat him. Because Oshoryu has figured it out, and he can beat him.
Yeah,
Even if it's for nothing.
but then what Onosato did was lean into that and make him come forward a lot and then slap him down or like throw him. Like he was in the playoff last time. So I think like it's gonna be an insane arms race, because Onosato's gonna keep getting better, somebody will find something and then he'll fix that, I do not see, other than injury, I do not see how you can beat him regularly anymore. Like I'm not expecting Hoshoryu to beat him in regulation this time. I don't know if that's a hot take.
If both are healthy, I still think Oshoryu gets the advantage. It's like a 60-40 for Oshoryu.
60-40? I think that's generous.
I think it's 55-45, honestly.
Yeah, I'm leaning more
Think
towards
it's more of
55-45.
55. Yeah.
It's just the sheer many times Oshoryu has already defeated Onosato. It was only in the playoff that Onosato really defeated Oshoryu. Whereas
Yeah, the other time that's happened with Onosato was with Takeyasu, because before that playoff match, Onosato couldn't beat Takeyasu for shit.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like Oshoryu has what it takes to defeat Onosato, but he loses too much in the first week to really fight for the
To make him
championship.
matter.
And I have to say, that's gonna sound maybe bad, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Love Wakamoto Haru, the Enka was such a bitch.
He was.
I have to say it. The Henka 2 days ago, I think it was day five. I could be wrong.
You know what happened? I think Chiyoshima went on the Geiko to Arashio and just taught Henka to the Waka Bros. Because what was that? What was that? It was.
I don't know. I know Chiyoshima went to Takasago to train. I don't know if he went to.
I am joking. But I am very frustrated at that match. I don't know if you guys have any other thoughts other than frustration at that, because
I was really frustrated. I completely understand Wakamoto Haru's, Oshoryu went too low. Oshoryu went too low. Wakamoto Haru grabbed the timing, grabbed the opportunity, and went for it. I at his place, I may have done the same. But as a spectator, it sucks.
But the thing is, not that he went too low. I think it was just a clear Henka. I think he just expected to Henka straight away. That's my thought.
Yeah, but the fact that, Oshoryu just went away and he got slapped way too easy. He should have been able to catch that. Because he has caught multiple Henkas before.
He has.
I think he has.
It seems...
Yeah.
In my memory, it's vaguely clear that he. I think he has. Yeah, I think you're right. But still, like, really.
It was frustrating to see him lose like that, and it was frustrating to see Wakamoto Haru fight like that.
Yeah.
So both ways.
To top it all off, on the day after that, Waka Takakage has the balls to Henka Aonishiki. And it's like, what's going on in his brain? Like, I know he's not having a good tournament, but he's like...
They just really want to win.
What?
And like, to be fair, Aonishiki is 7-1. Still doing very good.
He is, but like... Waka Takakage literally went to train up Aonishiki when he was like in Juryo or something, or like even Makushita. I don't know. But like... That's not something you do to somebody you, like, personally went out and seek to train up, you know? I feel like, did he need a Henka to prove himself as the senpai? I don't think he needed
it. I just feel like, and maybe it's just like, he knows what he can do to win against Aonishiki, since they trained multiple times together. It's a one-time thing. I don't think you can really Henka a very good wrestler more than twice and expect to win.
Fair, yeah.
But, Yeah. And today, Wakamoto Haru, again, he defeated Yoshino Fuji, who was also in the running to push Yoshino Fuji to 6-2. So, apart from Aonishiki and Onosato, there's nobody else really running around. All the 6-1 lost today. Yoshino Fuji 6-2.
Yeah.
Fuji went to 5-3 losing today. We have Fuji Nokawa, who started so well. Mm-hmm. He is so entertaining. He really grew on me.
Mm-hmm. He's a new favorite of mine.
Yeah. Do you know who also has Fuji Nokawa as a favorite right now? Chairman Hakaku.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He said in an interview. I saw it on the Instagram. He had an interview and he said, he really likes Fuji Nokawa and he feels like he really brings up, many, many fans with him, and it's really, really cool.
That's fun.
Yeah. I'm glad to see him do well. His loss against Tomokaze today was a bit underwhelming, but I'm sure he will bounce back. Tomorrow he has Toki Hayate, who is also 6-2, so that's going to be a fun one.
And Toki Hayate defeated today Asakoryu, who was also there in the run for a little bit.
Yeah.
But I Good think start. Toki Hayate is kind of like the small man... killer, he's a small man himself, but I feel like he does the matches that he has against, again, another small opponent, he tends to win. I don't know why. I have a feeling about that. I don't know if anybody has any thoughts on that.
Yeah, he's just a bit bigger but just as agile and fast in his movement and attacks. I think that's a good call, calling him a pixie killer.
Yeah, pixie killer. There you go.
But yeah, apart from that, Makuuchi has not really been crazy. Like no. it's really standard. I feel like it's not bad, but it's really standard.
You know, apart from Fujinoko, you know why it's bad? Because Ushumi is 1-7.
Oh man! Talking about
Ushumi last week.
Yeah. He only won. He only won the but yeah, today Henkad by Chiyoshoma. Even a blind person would have seen that coming.
But yeah, I mean, to be fair, I know they're not counting how well you're trying, but I feel like Oshumi is really trying, and he's just not being able to get through to anybody.
It's a step up in levels. It's not. I'm just hoping there's no underlying injury, but I don't think so.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know. He has been a bit taped up, but he's always taped up. So take care.
And he pulls out. You know, he goes Kyujo if it's really bad.
Fair, yeah. He does, you know, pull out sometimes. So yeah.
So I'm like, if it's not that bad, I guess you know, it's just a level, level problem, which is fine.
Yeah.
Now I don't know if any of you really watch Jurya.
Fuji Ryoga is done. Well for himself in debut.
Yes. He's the first Kachikoshi in the top two divisions. 8-0. The only 8-0. And he is...
Nosato is also 8-0.
Yeah, but he was the first.
In Jurya. Yeah.
He was the first of the day to get the 8 wins.
Yeah. Yes, in chronological order. You're right. That's fun. That's fun to think about.
He beat Onosato in that, you know. Just, but yeah, it's really fun because Asa Akuryu, who I thought would dominate once again, he's 4-4.
I was surprised as well. I've been watching his matches, and I don't know what's going on. He just seems not as dominant as best as I can say.
Is it what often happens in first time Yusho winners in the top division? You know, like too much partying and too less training that got him, you know, a bit, you know, rusty?
Maybe.
I don't know. I hope he can get 10 wins. I hope he can get 10 wins though. Well 10. Kachikoshi at least.
Yeah.
And Takeru Fuji, 5-3. Like also not doing as well as everybody, like most people, were hoping.
And Asanoyama had a rough beginning.
Yeah. Lost 2 in a row, then won 6. Yeah. So tomorrow he has Itoshi, who is not like he's doing bad. Like
very bad. 1-7. I think it helps Asanoyama that he doesn't have to face Asasuryu. I know, not Asasuryu, sorry, Asahakuryu. I know Asasuryu is kind of low down, but I think it helps having, you know, teammates in the same dude near you. And I think I'm that must help a little bit, you know, with
yeah. It's not the crazy, but it's good enough. When you look last Basho, Asanoyama went 12-3, and Asahakuryu went 13-2. They did not have to fight each other. So when you have like strong teammates, that really helps.
Yeah.
And in the top division, we have the same thing. We have Akuhoho, Yoshino Fuji, Atami Fuji, both around the same level. So if all of them do well, they don't need to fight each other.
Yeah.
So that is true. You know, and it kind of pushes around the opponents that you could have, you know. So you're not facing the Jurya 4, you're facing the Jurya 5. And, you know, that can mathematically help you.
Yeah.
So Asanoyama is doing good. I'm happy. I was a bit scared at the start.
Yeah, I was really scared. I was like, damn. Not great.
Yeah. Two in a row. I was like, oh, did he jump too high, too fast?
Yeah, I was like, whoa, what's going on? Is he finally, like, quote-unquote age has caught up? Like, he's 31. In several years, yeah. He's on the down curve now. But
it's now that you start to at least stagnate and at worst fall down. But he's actually trying to go back up, which is even tougher because you face... all the new guys, all the guys that are already stagnating at their top level in terms of form. So it's really, really tough. And I just hope he can go back to Makuuchi and just hang in there. No injuries, just cruising like a Tamawashi.
Oh, another thing about Juryo, this one's a sad one. Mita on like day 3. Got a horrible injury on his knee against everybody's hateful Kagayaki.
That's a good reason to say Kagayaki sucks.
Yeah, Kagayaki does suck. But incredibly, in Kagayaki's defense, Mita tried to hang in the rope at a horrible position and basically fucked around and found out. Because he was at the rope, crouching down, and he was bringing Kagayaki in through the front, and Kagayaki just fell over him, as you would, and his knee slipped under it, and that was it.
Having a 6'2", 6'3", and close to 400-pound man, just full body, you know, full bloody blocking you and falling your way, and basically he also twisted himself, Mita. I saw the way he looked at his knee, and I was like, "Oh, that's bad."
No, the way he's not... set up with like that, like 1,000-yard stare. You know, I was like, "Oh damn, it's bad.
Yeah,
it's really
like,
bad.
Oh no, oh no."
Yeah, and he was like, it was horrible," and. It's that bad that you've seen, like, you know, his stable master, like, you know, is really trying to help him feel better. He buzzed cut his hair to show some, like, old scars that he has. It's like, you know, we'll do it together. And, like, it's so sweet, but also so sad that I don't know how long Mita's going to be in the sidelines, but I think he's going to come back in Sandanme or, like, maybe even Johnny Dunn, depending.
He's going to fall way down.
What I've heard, he's only really going to be up for 3 months as it's only partially torn.
Okay. That's good.
So he should be back in March, probably low Makushita.
Okay. That's not good, but not
hard. Yeah. Futagoyama has such an injury problem with those knees. We see Nabatame, Mita, I think Nobehara also had...
they've kind of all come in with injuries from like high school and university.
Yeah.
And I think something about Futagoyama, they feel safe coming there with injury because of some factor that Futagoyama has, I don't know, and they feel comfortable doing that. And I think it's just been that's why, that's my guess.
So, but it's sad. I was like, oh, damn. He was so close to making Makuuchi last time. Yeah. This time he was still pretty up.
And thoughts about Makuuchi promotions? I think we're going to see Daisaizen making it this time. I don't think I'm going to jinx it because he's 7-1 and I don't see him stagnating.
Looking great.
He's looking
what
good.
The fuck?
He's gonna lose tomorrow because he has Takeru Fuji, but
who knows?
I don't know. Takeru Fuji hasn't looked the best.
Well, but he has a 2-loss, like head to head to Takeru Fuji, so I'm not expecting amazing.
That's the thing. Takeru Fuji is defeatable.
Yes. Correct.
So it can go either way. Daisaizen, I still hope Asakuru can, you know, shake his ass and get in there. And Asanoyama, Hatsuyama has been really fighting very well.
The guy who I thought, like, oh, he's just another Juryo guy. He's been doing pretty good in the first weeks. He's been fighting, so, you know.
Except, dude, he's looking good.
He's looking good.
Yeah.
Talking about other promotions, I want to go to Makushita because it's an interesting... Oh. I think we are finally... No, I don't know if I want to say it. I don't know if I want to jinx it or not.
I mean, go for it.
I think we're finally going to see Dewanoryu making Juri. Because he's like 3-1. He's at Makushita 3. There's people sucking enough in low Juryo, you know. I mean...
You may have jinxed it. You may have jinxed it, actually.
I was not
thinking you would say that. But yeah, there's a few guys at the top, Taka Kento, Kyokukayu, Shimazumi, Otsuji, who are not doing well. Endo is gone, so that's another one of the top Makushita that are gone. Miyanokaze is doing bad, Dayamami is doing bad.
Shimazumi, as sad as it makes me, is doing bad.
Yeah. I mean, even Dayamami, he's doing terrible. He's 0-4. So, like, I think one of the only 4-0 is also Kazuma in the top 15.
Oh, yeah. Kazuma, well, and also Tochi Musashi is 4-0.
Tochi Musashi, yeah. So, it can be the chance for Dewanoryu to finally make it.
Yeah, I can see maybe Shiden coming down or maybe Himokamaru, but like actually looking at the bottom of Juryo, I mean Hakuyozan if he just keeps losing, maybe coming down. Wakanosho you can never say because he's 4-4. So who knows actually? Maybe Mita falls down with his record. It,
from M3, if I were from Juryo 3, I think so.
I'll query SumaDB. But anybody else has been watching Juryo?
Yeah, I wake up a bit too early for like the first two or three matches, but I rewind the live stream and I watch everything. And yeah, Fuji Ryoga is looking good. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I like that Shikona, but he is looking good. I really like him. Himokamaru, he's struggling. I don't know, like he's still fairly young, so I don't think it's the last time we'll see him.
Mm-hmm.
But he definitely like has
yeah, something. Yeah, Himokamaru is what, 19?
No, 21.
21, sorry.
And actually, I guess you're right. Mita will fall.
Yeah, it's last what I'm looking. The past 3 years, there has been one person who was in J3 and went basically 0-15. And the most recent ones have fallen down to Makushita.
The last one was Endo, who is Makushita 3 right now and when he retired.
So it's... likely it's that he will be dropped down at least to Makushita 1, but I think he opens up a slot.
And like on the top 10, on the top 10 Makushita, there's Dewanoryu who's doing well. Seihakuho is doing well. Inami. Those guys are 3-1.
And Tochi Musashi. And Kotokenryu right at M10.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And if it's 10-4-0, you have Kazuma 4-0 at M15, which we know takes nowadays should take you to Juryo.
If he goes 7-0, yeah.
If he goes 7-0, if he goes undefeated,
yeah.
But you know that's the maybe.
Yeah.
Talking about the Makushita race, we have Tochi Musashi leading. Well, leading. They're all leading. So Tochi Musashi, Kazuma, Daiyusho, who I haven't seen much of, Ryusho, recent Tsukadashi.
He looks like a baby. He's adorable.
Daiyusho, you mean?
Yeah, I think it's that Yusho.
Yeah, that Yusho.
I don't know. He could probably tear my arm off, but he looks adorable. He looks like a baby.
The Mongolian from Onoe. He is 4-0 as well. Alongside Heiamate Shiroma, also from Onoe. And finally, in M55, we have Ohata from Tokitsukaze.
And Ryusho. I don't know if you
said. And Ryusho. I missed. Yeah, I skipped the. No, I did say. I did say recent Makoshi Tatsugadashi entrant.
I missed it. Sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. So we have
and,
like seven.
And they're all fighting. They are all fighting tomorrow.
Oh, okay. So they're cutting.
Yeah.
Cutting that down. Cutting that down.
Yeah. Tomorrow, Shiroma is fighting Ryusho. Both 4-0. Hokutenkai is fighting Daiyusho. They're both 4-0. And Kazuma is fighting Tochi Musashi.
See?
And that's all the 4-0 I think I can see.
Yeah, those
there's
are
a
the
4-0 in. Sorry.
Ohata fighting the 4-0 of Sandanme. Yeshima.
Yeah. So that should be a fun day.
Mm-hmm. Yeshima's. Sandanme Yusho, it's all people I do not know. I don't know anybody there. So,
I know him by
name.
I know Ieshima because he has been in Makushita, and that's all.
Okay. Well, what did you say, Tenho?
I said, "Who cares about Sedan, man?"
A fair point. but we have Kawazoe. He is fighting in Jodidan. He is back this time. I had no idea. And he's 4-0.
I mean, down there, he can thrive.
He can thrive, yes. Who knows what he's going to do next, though?
Yeah. That when he'll hit Makushita will really be like, can it work or can it not work? That neck.
That's the results that we're at so far.
But does anyone think that Onosato will not win the Yusho?
Not win the Yusho? Probably he will. He will win the Yusho.
I still hope. There is still hope in my heart.
Okay.
That either Oshoryu or Aonishiki can bring him down.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like Onosato. He's fun. He is dominant. He is crazy to watch. I really like watching him. Mm-hmm. But I do like to see him lose too.
Okay.
I just don't want another Hakuho. I was bored for nearly 10 years with Hakuho. I don't want to repeat. Like, please, someone just tap him on the neck, you know, just slightly paralyze him for a minute and beat him. That's a sleeper hold.
Itching nose up.
I don't know if you guys ever saw, but one time Ichi Nojo basically did a choke slam on another wrestler. I want someone to do that to one of them.
It had to be Tamawashi, I think, to do the choke slam.
No, Ichi Nojo did that to Yoshikaze. And that was
No. I mean, to Onosato. I think it would fit Tamawashi very well to do a choke slam.
Yeah, and he kind of did it, but
he kind of did.
And also, Koto Sakura, I think he's gonna go Makekoshi. Like that's pretty sure.
Yeah.
I just don't see him. I don't know. He started really well against Wakata Kakage, and then nothing. There's nothing.
I don't know. Well, he did face the Yokozuna back to back. So
who?
Tamawashi? Why am I crazy?
Oh, I mean Koto Sakura.
Koto Sakura. Ah, yeah. No. Yes. Yeah. He'll probably
I just feel like
because he's probably injured.
Yeah. I mean, he's like 99% sure that he is injured.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he should have just pulled out and not fight.
Yeah.
That is just pride. That is misplaced pride.
Mm-hmm.
At least in my book, that is. But like the top of Makuuchi, when you see the names, it's stacked.
It is stacked. It should be very impressive.
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 championships down there. From Judo 1 to Judo, if you go down to Judo 7.
Judo.
And Makuuchi, sorry. So they should be doing well and they are not. It's frustrating. I don't know. Kirishima is 4-4. Wakataka Kage is 3-5. Wakamatu Haru, 4-4. Akuho, I'm not even sure. What's his record? 3-5. You know, got that Kimboshi on the first day, and then, you know, he defeated Oshoma and Takanosho.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
No
way you said that.
Uh-huh.
He defeated, like, fucking Oshoma. That was very funny.
The way he lost today to Takayasu,
it was
hard to watch.
It was like, because like Takayasu's slappies were like, really? He's doing the slappies? Fine, it worked, but like it didn't look very dominant.
He just Takuho T-Rex arms and couldn't reach Takayasu back.
I guess.
And so he's like, well, so that sucked. I think like in the Judo and in the Joy, the only fun wrestler is Yoshino Fuji.
Fun?
Yeah, he's doing well.
What do you mean? Like, doing well?
I mean, he's 6-2.
Yeah, no, he's doing well, but like, with a fun fighting style, because I feel like...
Yeah, he's fun to watch.
Fair. Yeah, he is fun to watch.
But like, the rest is like, bland. You know,
It is the meat grinder. There is that line of like, Ura Oshoma, Shodai Onokatsu, and Abi, and Kimbozan, just 3-5.
Yeah.
Just all of them 3-5.
Yeah. But yeah.
I mean, so Onokatsu. There are points that Onokatsu, he shows up and he fights really well. You know, like, wow, damn. He's doing it. And then he's like, other days is horrible.
Yeah. I don't know. I like Onokatsu, but I don't see him like possible, you know, Sanyaku candidate. I think
he'll be an Oshoma situation. I think his sumo is better than Oshoma's.
Yeah.
So I think he'll make Komusubi once at least, minimum. I believe him. I think he can do it.
He made it to like Magashira 3, I think.
Yeah. He just needs a little lucky wins here and there, and he's like just started. You know, he's not that injured. I don't think he's injured at all, really, from his uni days. So I think he should be pretty good. Yeah. I have a little fun fact I wanted to share that I saw earlier today. I didn't know that, but in this video, in the voice box, you can see the Maezumo guys, they go to each department of the JSA to introduce themselves to the Oyakata. And I've never seen that anywhere.
That's a good share, thank you.
Yeah. And like they go in one by one, I think they present themselves and say like what stable they're in. I don't know, it's very interesting. Never seen anything like that. And Asahi Fuji, which we know now is the name of Ochio Saikan, he's now called Asahi Fuji, the name of the Yokozuna, and that's exciting.
I saw a lot of people kinda complain about it. I don't mind it at all.
Yeah, I really don't mind it. I think it's fine. I think it's fun. Yeah. If if the now Miyagi no Yakata wanted it, let him, you know.
I feel like they would not have called him a name that has that importance to the stable if they did not believe in him.
Yeah,
and to have two Yokozuna give you that name, you gotta be something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just a thought.
No.
I think, you know, he has not fought yet, right?
No, he wasn't my Izumo.
Yeah.
No, but won out. He was the first one to win all three matches, so.
Okay.
He was dominating everybody else.
It's gonna be so fast.
It is gonna be really fast, and there's gonna be, I'm sure, one or other wins while he comes up, and it's gonna be like a random guy defeats him, and it's gonna be hilarious to remember after he makes an Ozeki in like record time or something.
I would love to see him break the record of fastest rise.
Who now is Aonishiki? So I think fastest rise.
Yeah, Aonishiki. Maybe tied with
Ibona, I think it was the other older.
Boy, you. Oh God, I have a blank. Oh shit. I don't remember.
Sure.
Just a hole in my head.
Yeah, fastest progress to the top division. Oh, yeah, it's actually a tie. It's a tie. In 9 tournaments, it's tied between Jokoryu, Takeru Fuji,
Jokoryu,
and Aonishiki.
Jokoryu, that was the guy. Oh, damn it. That was the guy I was thinking about.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
How faster can it be? I don't see any. Because, like, what? Okay. One tournament, Jonokuchi. Two tournaments to do Jonidan? I don't know how Jonidan usuals work. If you get usual down in like 80, what happens to you? You go to Jonidan, actually, to Sandame straight away. So, actually, you only really need one, I think, in Jonidan, let's say. Because, like, I'm seeing here, there was a guy who won at Jonidan 83, and he got bumped to Sandame 76.
I feel like you can jump in one go all three first, the first three divisions.
Let's see. Oh, there's a here one. Wakaikari was Sandame 86 when he got his usual, and then he made Makushita. He made low Makushita.
Yeah.
Kanzaki, when he got his usual, and Sandame 100, Tsukadashi, he also made Makushita. So, yeah. So, three basho to clear the bottom three. And then you need, what, like two to clear Makushita?
Probably.
That's, so, three and two, that's fine. And then, best case scenario, two basho to clear Jury. I think that. Because if you win like a actually I don't know, has there ever been a 15-0 in judo? Surely, right?
I feel like
according to SumoDB, there has been five ever. The most recent one was Tochinoshin. In
2014. Oh. Yeah,
and
I think I remember that.
That was Baruto in 2006.
Yeah. Tochinoshin went 15-0, and I think Ichinojo went 14-1 or something like that. I remember that.
Yeah. So, Baruto was in J11 when he got his intro, and he got promoted to the top division. If getting a low Makushita Zensho gets you to where? Let's see. Low Makushita Zensho, like Fukai's in 2021. He was 40, Makushita 43. He went to Makushita 4. So then getting a Zensho high would get you really high, I think.
Like Juryo, yeah. 10 or 9. And
he
then
gets
you can
you actually. To... Yeah, 10. Which is higher than Baruto. So, okay. 3 to get to Makushita, 2 to clear Makushita, and then 1 Zensho to clear Juryo. So that's how if he is ever undefeated, which would be 7 plus 14, 21, 28, 30. Oh god, my maths. Jesus,
it would be
35 straight wins, 35.
Which would insane. Bully. I think the record is 24.
The record is most consecutive wins is from entry into sumo was Jokori with 27.
Yeah. 27. Okay. So that would shatter it. And he doesn't even need to go 7-0 because when you look, I'm looking at right now Aonishiki. Aonishiki went 7-0 in Jonokuchi. He started at Jonokuchi 14, so very high. 7-0 there. 7-0 in Jonidan. He went Jonidan 10, got the Yusho. Sandame 18, and he got a 6-1. Started Makushita 40, 6-1. Makushita 17, 6-1. Makushita 4, 6-1. So even if he goes 6-1 somewhere in those lines, he still get bumps really high. Because that's the thing with the low division. They bump you really high or really low. You know, there's barely anything in between because there's so many guys.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys.
So yeah.
I guess the quickest to get to the top division is 7, then. Like, the fastest, really. 3 and then 2 in Makushita, 1 in Juryo.
Yeah. At least he does.
No, that's 6. Salary. That's 6. That's a year. That's 6. Because then your 7th would be top division.
Yeah.
So it's 6.
And 5 runs to clear salaried ranks to go to Juryo. That would be insane.
Yeah.
That would be like 2 basho over the next fastest.
Yeah. That would be faster than Jokori, Takeru Fuji, and Aonishiki.
Yeah. That would be like the best case scenario if we have an actual monster.
It's I think I am worried of thinking about it too much. Because either we're gonna hype ourselves too much and he's gonna be disappointing.
We clearly are.
I think we gotta chew. And
he's gonna be so good. He's gonna be so good.
In 4 months? That's May. If by May, no, in 2 tournaments, that's he probably will be in Sandame in May. We can then see how he's doing, I think. I think that's the first actual block, you know?
I just feel like I want him to be a Yokozuna when I go back next year. I want that.
Next year, Yokozuna?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I mean, people were saying that about Nono Sato, and he pretty much did it. But, like, these are supposed to be once in 50 years, people, and they're all like, now, what's going on?
Yeah, you know? There's a huge resurgence. And like Aonishiki can make it to Ozeki and Yokozuna in that period of time. Imagine that. Yoshino Fuji can find his really raw talent and push up because he's not so young. You know, he's 24. No,
he's not that young. He's 24.
But he's not old. The thing is that we see now is older guys join, and like the longevity back 10 years ago, when you were 30 to 31, you were kind of cooked.
Mm-hmm.
But now 30 to 31 is you know, the base. You know, we see guys like Wakamoto Haru who really come to their to their real selves at that age. So Yoshino Fuji is not young, but it's not old either. And I feel like he can push for Sanyaku also. And you get...
I think Sanyaku in a year from January. Yeah. So like from January 2026 to January 2027, I feel like that's a reasonable Sanyaku for Asahi Fuji. If he's as strong as people are saying he is in training for a couple of years now. Because we haven't seen it. People are just saying it is. So who knows?
I mean, I kind of... I saw him train. He does kind of bully Atami Fuji and the gang.
Wow. I'm sure they're very happy they don't have to face him in regulation.
I bet they are. I bet they are. That's something really cool that Isagahama channel have on YouTube. They have like full sessions
of training. They have full Keiko. It's crazy. It's amazing.
That's really cool.
Literally.
You know, I watch it when I do my own sport. I feel weak, but it's fun. But I feel weak.
Yes.
But it's fun.
No, yeah, it's amazing. it's amazing what they do. Like, they have 2 weeks ago, they posted like a basically full Keiko. And I love Teru no Fuji. He's clearly, I think, who's his name? I forgot his name now. He's Shikona.
Is it Rabbit? Usagi?
I think he's Usagi Fuji. Yeah, Fuji. Who's his actual name? Because they call him obviously by his actual name.
Because,
it's not Usagi. No, not Usagi.
Because the one I watched in the, how you call it, the little things, it just kept saying Rabbit, Rabbit. And I was like,
Usagi.
and it's Usagi Fuji. I was like, that is funny. You have, you know, the things on, and it just said rabbit.
But no, the way that he takes, like, obviously he's trying to partake some knowledge into the guy to get him to do better sumo. But like at the end, he calls him over and he's like, "Do you get it? Do you think you can do it? Good, then start tomorrow." That was like so endearing, actually. Like that's good. Yeah, you know, like start tomorrow, dude. That's good.
Yeah. I really liked it.
I really liked it too. I think if people here in the podcast, or like if you like the channels, like the sumo channels, and you're not watching Sagahama, I think Sagahama is a very good one.
Yeah. The how you call it? The subtitles are not great.
But they're pretty good. They're clearly translator shenanigans.
Yeah. Yeah,
like they're not as good as Tatsunami's, but they're understandable. You understand what's going on. You get the gist.
Yeah.
I am excited to see how in half a year how the climate is gonna be in sumo. How it's gonna be with the both Yokozuna, Onishiki somewhere, Yoshino Fuji somewhere. It's going to be very interesting.
Like the old gods, because, okay, the young guards are really fun to watch, and I really like it. But we got to remember, we have Tamawashi. Tamawashi, 41 or 42? I forget.
41 now.
41. He is 4-4. After facing both Yokozuna. 4-4. He's not doing bad.
No.
That is... This man is scary. And I love him. And I don't want ever to see him stop.
Yeah, it's going to be really sad.
Yeah, and like if he really wants to break all the longevity records, he still has to fight like over a year. I think a year and a half. which is insane when you think about it. But yeah. I feel like he can do it.
Well, I feel like we've glazed enough people for one episode.
Oh boy.
How about we stop the glazing and like start shit talking somebody? So, you know, right, Enkaga, that guy can't stand him. It's impossible.
And I don't know. Of course, she just throw me right under the bus. Of course she would.
Like always. You have not been there in so long, we have to.
Yeah, you know, is the honorary like, oh, get back here, you scallywag. But I think this is good for today. Yeah, I think it's. I don't know. Does anybody have any other topics that we can dissect?
It's not really like anything important. I think next time or the time after, we could do the champ chump picks.
Oh yeah, let's do it next week. Let's do it next week. We can write it down and remember us to do the champ chump pick.
Yeah, I'll write it and I'll ping the Doyo download people.
Yippee! So yeah, be here in Kaga. We want to get your pick live.
Alrighty.
I want to beat you.
Alright, well, yeah. I have been DJ Kaitetsu, and I've been joined by Enkaga.
Have a good one.
Tenho.
I hate the neighbor drink.
And Kamino Sato.
Me too, I guess.
Thank you, everybody, for the episode today. We'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.